Wednesday sheer membays.
Shalom Tashkim and Reznik. Tonu Rabot. Meitav Sodei or Meitav Karmo Yeshalem. Meitav Sodei Shel Nizak or Meitav Karmo Shel Nizak. Stop before we start, I saw some say Lesharim Tashlum in Nezek. They say Mistab is missing here three words. In Meitav Haoretz, it's not the Melechacholim. When they say Shir, they say it's missing here a couple words. Lesharim Tashlum in Nezek, Meitav Haoretz. One of them gave the sugya of Meitav. In my Gemara, it's not written. Maybe it's the Haoretz. Why it's not written? But in my Gemara, it's not written in Meitav Haoretz. Maybe I have a pshat. We'll see the Hemshech HaSugya. Maybe we have a pshat. The Maisa, the Iker is we made. There's no V'chulu, Hanes Nai Gemores, or Izvodach, there's no Ksaviyat. No one added Memeita V'Oretz. So I know something with the Chachomim, when they say Shir, Mistamad of Zogin V'chulu, Mistamad of Zogin V'chulu. And my Gemores not written. Tonu Rabbah, Meitav Sodeyu Meitav Karmo Yishalem, Meitav Sodeyu Shel Nizak, Umeitav Karmo Shel Nizak Divrei Rabbi Shmuel. Rashi is masbir, Shim ochlo arugo besode, shomim arugo meshubachas shel nizak kama yom ha'achshav im peroser, kama de yofo beloi peroser v'noisen lo. Rav Akiva emar loi bo akostu velo ligbos lezoki min ha'idis, shel mazik do shomim arugo shel nizak lefim ha'shehi, im mazik bo lidu li karka v'me nizkoi, noisen lo meitav sosa yosho v'oiso domi, kalvachoy emar lehegdash. So Rabbi Shmuel holds Meitav Sodeyu, Meitav Karmi Shel Nizak. And Rabbi Akiva holds, we're not speaking about the Lefis Ochlo, Kchusha, Meshalem, Shmeino. You pay how much you have to pay. But for what you pay it from the Yidis. Freg di Gemore v'Rabbi Shmuel, Ochal Shmeino, Meshalem, Shmeino, Ochal Kchusha, Meshalem, Shmeino. What is the Gemore's kasha? So there's two pshatim here in Teisves. What is the Gemara's kasha? Two pshatim. Rabbi Shmuel ochal shmeino meshalem shmeino ochal kchusha meshalem shmeino. One pshat Teisves says, and as they state in Rashi, ochal shmeino, that can make sense. But ochal kchusha meshalem shmeino, this doesn't make sense. This is the Gemara's kasha. Ochal kchusha meshalem shmeino makes sense. I'm sorry, Ochal Shmeino Meshalem Shmeino makes sense. But Ochal Kchusha Meshalem Shmeino, that doesn't make sense. That doesn't make sense. אז יש שתי מרש, לא מזה מרש. כפור רבי שמואל, Ochal Shmeino, ודאי דינו דלשלם שמיינו. That makes sense. אבל Ochal Kchusha, מי משלם שמיינו? ביטמיה. Tesis brings down two pshot. Pirush bishnei ve'ochal shmeino meshalem shmeino. Ela ochal kchusho amayim meshalem shmeino. Hine miyoche pirusha. Keimet b'shmeino ein meshalem elo shmeino kmo shehizik ve'lo ikan tzinen le leshalem yoyser ima shehizik. Im ken kshochal kchusho nami lo ilekansei leshalem yoyser ma shehizik leshalem shmeino. Second pshat makes sense. Frank the Gemara, Bishlei me Ochal Shmeino Meshalem. If you know first pshat, Ochal Shmeino makes sense, Meshalem Shmeino, but Ochal Kchusha, if you know, so I'm not Arichas, the Iker Kasha is, Ochal Kchusha, Meshalem Shmeino, what is this Akdome? Ochal Shmeino, I understand. Ochal Kchusha, I don't understand. So ask the Kasha, why Ochal Kchusha, Meshalem Shmeino? Second pshat is a gewaldic pshat. You don't canis him to pay more from what he ate. So why by ochal khusha you canis him to pay more? Why by ochal khusha you canis him? Bishmeina, you're not canising to pay more. So why by khusha you canising him to pay more? This is the kash. It's a gishmak pshat. So frek lechem abirim. Such a gishmak pshat. So why Rashi does not learn like the second pshat? Why it's such a good solution to the problem? But the Gemara means ochal shmeino is no knas. Only bochal kusha is a knas. If it's a knas, make a knas in both. That's the gizun dekash etakim. And Rashi doesn't want to. Rashi says adrichak di kipshat. Ochal shmeino makes sense. Ochal kusha doesn't make sense. אז זה רעשי נגידי נוסו, ונסתה את זה דגמור, ולקמי פוריך, אוכל כחוש, ומשל להם שמיינו. רעשי, בינסדל דגמור, ונגידי, ונמיד, גוס to the end of the קשה. ולקמון פוריך, אוכל כחוש, ומשל להם שמיינו. This is the קשה. The first line is not a part of the קשה. אז יש להם רעשי נגידי נקלו. ולקמי פוריך, אוכל כחוש, ומשל להם שמיינו. אבל דגמור has this line. Rashi says lav dafke. Taisis in the first pshat says lav dafke. Second pshat, Taisis says a givaldik pshat. Mimon afshach. If it's a knas, so why b'shmeina is no knas? So our ore is why Rashi is not masbir as maybe the second pshat of Taisis. This is the kasha of the lechem abir. So l'chura we could say pshat like this. Lefi Rabbi Yishmoel, ochal kchusho meshalem shmeina. לפי דהר אמינה, he ate הארוגו כחושו, או שבח הארוגו, he pays שמיינו. ואז ישר אלה. He pays שמיינו, if this sode, of all of the sodas of the Nizam. היי לרפשט, אוכל שמיינו, שמיינו from the sode of the Nizam, the one that he ate from, or he pays shmeina from all of the sodas of the nizik. You go basar the nizik, not basar the mazik. A mazik. You go basar the nizik and not basar the mazik. But I'm asking, lefi the soda that he ate from, or lefi the shara sodas? And Rashi is meduyek, ktsas bayos, mur meduyek in gitin, that it's only the meitav of that soda that he ate from. Not the meta from all of the sodas that the nizik has. Ochal kchusha meshalem shmeino. You go to that soda, and the better field, the better arugo in that soda, this is what he pays for. Oh, but if the nizik has in America better sodas, from that the mazik doesn't have to pay lefi the feste arugo that he has in somewhere else. He only pays for lefi the feste arugo in this soda. When I say the rashash and gittin is medayik and rashi. Rashi is also shtickel meduyik, because in the first dibur hamaskel look made of sodeisav shel nizak, sodeihu shel nizak, shim ochel arugo besodeihu, shomim arugo meshubacha shel nizak. When it goes to Rabbi Akiva, noisel made of sodeisav. Rashi did it in mimur mefurish. מייד הסודאו של ניזוק השתו משמע שמשילך בעירוי ואוכל הרוגו של בסאו בסודך ואירוי שומעים הרוגו יופו שבכל סודא הניזוק נאץ דויס הניזוק זוק דרשש רשי לרנץ לפי דאב אמינה you pay מייטב from the soda that he ate from then you pay לפי the better הרוגו and that soda. And Tesis is meduyek that you go lefi all of the sodas. Where it's meduyek and Tesis? Tesis asks the kasha, why the Gemara asks the kasha? Lefi Rabbi Yishmoel, ochal kchusha meshalem shmeina. But lefi Rabbi Akiva, we understand that we bichlal don't pay more. You pay what you are damaged, what you are mazik, just you pay it from the meita. Frek Tesis v'imtayma, lefi Rabbi Akiva also say pshat. Shimochal kchusho meshalem shmeino yoisu medivre bakive. Dilme rabakive kaom anami shimochal arugo kchusho meshalem arugo shmeino shebezdoisof. מש מעלים את רבי שמואל בסדוי סוף של ניזוק ומעלים את רבי עקיבא בסדוי סוף. Tesis wanted that the mate of Ulfi Rabbi Akiva will be not to pay from a better land, just to upshots. How much to pay if he made us the Yisof Shal Amazi? So, long in my mind, we have a machleik is Rashi and Tesis, if you have a minute from the Gemara, that you pay mate of Ochlo Khusho Meshalem Shmeino, if you Rashi, it's the Shmeino Shebesod Ezu. And Levi Tezis is Shmeino Shebizdoisov Shel HaNizek. What is the Machlekes? What is the Machlekes? So, Ken Zayn Mikizogen Azah Pshat. Listen good. The Pshat is Azeh. What is the Pshat? Lom Trach. Ochal Khusho Meshalem Shmeino. Why? He only ate a Khusho. Why did he pay Shmeino? Ochal Khusho Meshalem Shmeino. Why the pay Shmeino? He ate the Shvach, he won't, you pay more. Why to pay more? Lachu, we have a machleik as Rashi and Tesis. And Tesis state Knas. What is the word of Tesis? The Knas. Till the Gemara asks the Kashe, so why by Shmeino you don't have a bigger Knas? If every time you pay double, so by Shmeino pay Chveiz Nishvos. But this was a Gemara's kasha. Ochal Shmeino, Meshalem Shmeino. Why there is no knas? Why only Ochal Khusho is a knas? Rashi learned is not a knas. What is the pshat? Why Ochal Khusho, Meshalem Shmeino? The Rosh, in the beginning of in a koines, the Rosh says the following chiddush. Zog the Rosh that the Mechayev in Bobikame is the Maise Pshia. But I'm not speaking only the Mechayev and Bobekame. The Mechayev of Shen Veregel is Veshilach as Be'iroi Adoli Vebir Bizdeacher. This is the Mechayev. Veshilach as Be'iroi Vebir Bizdeacher. The Rosh says in Akoines, Achidush, what would be if the animal fell and saw the Anizek? She was walking with Shusarabim and she rolled down and she fell to saw the Anizek. Now she's ready the whole day. Now she's the whole day, dear. And she's walking and walking. And you don't take her out. The Rosh says, Gipotu, I'm Chayev and Veshilach. It's not my fault that she went in. I could stop her. I'm not Mechuyev to stop her. It's the Rosh and HaKoynes. Not going now to the Protim of the Rosh. The Mechayev is the Maise Veshilach. When I'm Chayev in a Veshilach, I'm making a Maise Pshia Klapi the whole Sodeh. So my Mechayev is not the Befoyal eating. The Mechayev is the Maise Veshilach. So when there's no Maise Veshilach, even if she's eating later on Potu. When this Sodeh has Feste Arugas and Shvache Arugas, and I'm doing a Veshilach, I'm Poisheya, Sayan the Shvache ones, Sayan the better ones. So my Maise HaMechayev is the Maise Pshia. While my Maise HaMechayev is the Maise Pshia, so it's a Pshia even on better Arugas. Ah, you're right, that the Maise, she never ate them. A galev also, the moshul. You have the galev, you pay kefir. I gave back the kefir. But while you're a galev, you pay kefir. While was a pshia, while was a pshia here, and a hezek came from the pshia. So while was a pshia and a hezek came from the pshia, I'm a chuyev on the whole zach. B'meile, when I pay back the aruga, they made me to pay a shmeino. Avada, it's a chidush atayro. It's a chidush atayro that I have to pay the shmeino. But why? Not stam. Val, I made a maise pshia. Val, I made a maise pshia. And there's a maise pshia here. And the maise pshia is also an aruga shmeino. So val is a maise pshia also an aruga shmeino. So they were mechayev me to pay a aruga shmeino. This is Shitas Rashi. No shaykh is the knas. Be'etzem, who says it? Rashi and Gittin. We have it here in the Musaf Rashi Dibur HaMasril Mate of Sodei Hashto Mashma Shim Shilach Beiroi. Why Rashi is saying Shilach Beiroi?
Why is it not a class?
I didn't say it's not a class. It's not Stam a class. Like Lefit Teisus, it's Stam a punishment. Lefit Rashi is a Maisa Pshia. Not Stam. Not I hit you and warm, they make me to pay two. I made a Maisa Pshia. Even clap you a better Aruga. So, B'meile, they told me to pay a Aruga Shmeina. Lefit Teisus, it's Stam a Knas. This is Loshon Rashi and Gittin. Shim Shilach Es Beiroi. And then he says, all the chidushim. Ve'och la'aruga shel b'seo b'sodech ha'veiroi, yofe shebechol sodeh ha'nizo. But now listen, and here you'll hear the pshat. So lefi Rashi, only when you ate the shvach ha'aruga was the tzad that you would pay shmeino. Because you made a pshia klapi the shmeino, right? But if you ate shmeino, there's no tzad to pay more. Because you didn't do a pshia more from klapi the shmeino. And a pshia klapi the whole sodeh. But the gather is, there's no mokum to say, pay a better one. What do you say? When I was Peshia, she ate. She could have ate this one, and she ate this one. So the Maisa Peshia was a must Maisa Peshia, even for a better Aruga. So the Mela would pay a better Aruga. But if she ate a Shmeina, there's no Musig that was a Peshia even for a better one from a Shmeina. But Meila Lefirashi is no mokum to learn like Tesis that the kasha will be why by Shmeina is no knas. There's no mokum for a knas by Shmeina. Again, the whole din is lefin this sada. But Meila Tesis Rashi cannot learn like Tesis pshat. Meila Rashi had to go like the first mehalach. That the ganze suffix from the Gemara was. By Khusha to pay Shmeina from that Sodeh. Frag the Gemara, Ochal Khusha Meshalem Shmeina, Lemaisa you're paying more. So what if it was the Maisa Pshia? But Lemaisa you're paying more for what you're a Mazik. Mecha Teisa to pay? That's the Gemara's Kasha. But Teisa said that the Gemara was not asking Stama Kasha, she was asking a Mimonefshach. If by Shmeina is no Knas, why by Khusha is no Knas? The Teretz of the Firashi doesn't have a Kasha. Aleph. Lom again, a trop weiter. Tesis comes and he asks a shayle. What is Tesis a shayle? Why the Gemara didn't ask a kasha mit Rabbi Akiva? Why the Gemara didn't ask a kasha mit Rabbi Akiva? Why the Gemara decided that Libet Rabbi Shmuel, the pshat is, that Khusha Meshalem Shmeina. Maybe the Rabbi Akiva also, if you eat Khusha, you pay Shmeina the Mazik. As I frag Tesis. So it's not such a starke kasha. The Maram Shif says, "Loshen Rabbi Akiva is mashma loy bo akosuf." Elo, and loy bo akosuf to say pour more from what you have to pay. Elo bo akosuf to say you pay from the Yidis. This is the pashtus answer of the Maram Shif. But if Rashi now, Tesis is kasha is not a kasha. And even the Rabbi Akiva, you can't pay shmeina the mazik. There's no pshia klap shmeina the mazik. Mechet Tesis to pay shmeina the mazik. Only Tezus l'shitosoi that learned that it's a knas, he could learn, maybe even a limit Rabbi Akiva, we could learn that would be a kind of a knas. A limit Rabbi Akiva could be a kind of a knas. But a limit of Tezus Rashi is no mokum for a knas. So come on, the dvorim ha-medukdokim le'ofli. Lefi Rashi, I made a Maisa Pshia that she ate the Aruga. She could have eaten the better one. So my Maisa Pshia Be'etzem was even clapping a better one. So it was a tzad that I will pay Ki'ilu she ate the better one. But only clapping this other. More from that was no Maisa Pshia. Memele, only the Firam Yishmol you can learn such a Zach. Now the Gemara cannot ask, Och HaShmeina, why is no Knas? There's no Mokim for a Knas. But she ain't gebochal kusha, so mokim to a knas. Frag the Gemara, but why to make such a knas? But she ain't gebochal kusha, so mokim to a knas. Frag the Gemara, and the inami, it's stam a knas. To pay extra. So frag the Gemara, if it's a knas to pay extra, why b'shmeino, you don't make a knas to pay extra? Why only b'kusha you make a knas? Why b'shmeino, you don't make a knas? Those are the Gemara's kasha. Tzuditzuf, like they says, so even if you're Rabbi Akiva, who told the Gemara to learn Pshat? That only Alibad Rabbi Shmuel, she's asking Rabbi Shmuel, Krusha Shmeino, but Alibad Rabbi Akiva was pushed to the Gemara that it's a din meita. Dahinu, you pay the amount that you damage, and you pay it from a better field. From Tzuditzuf, maybe Rabbi Akiva also meant, Ochal Krusha, Meshalem Shmeino. The Teretz is, Mamorim Meshalem Shmeino, from Sodei HaMazik. Sada Mazik was no pshir klapi Sada Mazik. So I think it's medukdak. Only after the inami, Tesis could ask this kasha. But without the inami, Tesis like cannot ask this kasha.
What?
I said the kefil. Stop to pay double. Yeah, but stop. No, not pshir and shmir. I said the gan that pays kefil. Pshir and shmir is stam that he's a bad person. Again, he's a pshir that he's a pshir. Yeah. So we pay double, not double what is in the sode. No, not that he was pshir. I pshir and a shekel. I pay 2 shekel. No, but you also pay meita. Again, not I was pshir a million, so I pay a million. Knas. I was a bad person. I pay more for what I did. That I damaged. That I stole the shekel. I was pashed and my cow ate a shekel, so they punished me again. But not because I'm pashed a big thing. You're not hearing the vote. What is the vote if he tastes? I was a bad person, so I pay more. Not I was bad a thousand and I was mazik 100, so you pay lefi the pshia of the thousand. It's no shaykhs. If he tastes them, I was a bad person, so I pay more. So b'shmein, I also have to pay more. Does the Gemara's kasha? And if I don't pay more, dear, so don't tell me I pay here. The Firashi, it's a under vote. It's not a knas. Firashi, the vote is I was pusher klapi this sode klapi the arugo shmeino. So you write that lemaisa she ate the arugo. Here we mechayev me to pay klapi that pshir. But b'shmeino is no mokim. Man, the Firashi is no mokim today. It's a kasha that the liber Rabbi Akiva you will learn pshat that beochel krusha meshalim shmeino shel mazik.
You can't send
Torah, Rugas.
He could have eaten
Torah. So I explained. He could have eaten more, is not Megiah. It was Mazah before. It's not, it was Mazah before. I asked an answer, didn't you? Those are the Pshat. Now, let me mamshir the Gemara weiter. So, maybe before we mamshir the Gemara weiter, as a horror that Rabbeinu Peretz fragt Rabbeinu Peretz, so lefi this have a minute, lefi this have a minute, Lemoshe, what happens by Odom HaMazik? How you pay Meitav? Be'esh, how you pay Meitav? We explained it now very gishmak and show that he ate. It was a pesher and the veshilach, like Loshon Rashi and Gittin. So the mele, you pay the meitav. This was the Hava Amina. Lefi Rabbi Akiva, meitav is regular. But lefi Rabbi Yishmoel, lefi this Hava Amina, what is meitav? I hear, meitav, you pay Aruga Shmein. Boish, you pay Aruga Shmein. You pay Aruga Shmein. This is when you eat a krusho, you pay a Shmein. But Odom HaMazik, there's no shackles on this. He went and he broke a window. What are we made of? What are we made of in all the other Zachen? What? So Luchu will not be made of. I mean, the Peretz, clears. What would be the made of? Oh, but the problem is in the Mishnah state that is made of and everything. The Mishnah state, Lishale, be made of. So Yitzi is answering here. Yitzi is answering Choshev Teretz that we're not busy to explain the Mishnah yet. We're learning the Sugya. Soon we'll explain the Mishnah. The Vav we're not explaining the Mishnah. If the Vav we're not explaining the Mishnah, it could be as Gishmak that the Gemara didn't say Meitav Leshalem. And the Hemshech will be Masbir the Mishnah. But I'm saying, in the Hava Mime, when the Gemara talks, even if you go to the Pshat, say the Gemara until you get to the Pshat of the Mishnah. But I'm saying, it could be the Vail, this Meitav of Avada can design the Meitav of the Mishnah. This Meitav of Lechur cannot be the Meitav. I will explain myself. Without what we're saying in Rashi, you will say that even Odom HaMazik, if he breaks a chusha, what Abinu Peret says? Abinu Peret says, if an Adam goes to a sadeh and he steps on a meita, on a chusha, he pays meita. If a fire burns a chusha, he pays meita. Every time, you pay, I don't know how it'd be in Boyer. But in different mazikim, we're saying now there's no shaykhis. It's only in a shoyer that you shaleach the shoyer, the vishilach, and your pshia klapi that she could have eaten a meitav, and she did not eat a meitav, and she ate a kusho, klapi that is a deal of irashi that you pay the meitav. That the chur is taki only b'shor v'regel. And loshen rashi is taki azay. Lo memam shechvayter. Omar Ravidi Barovi, Nochim, my askinen, Kigunsha Ochlo, Arugo, Bena Arugos. Veloya Dinen, Ikhusha Ochlo, Ishmeino Ochlo. The Meshalem Shmeino. Omar Rovi, Omairo Yadinen, Ikhusha Ochlo, the Meshalem Elokhusha. Hashadol Yadinen, Ikhusha Ochlo, Ishmeino Ochlo, Meshalem Shmeino. This Gemara is a very shvery Gemara. All the Achroinim Matotzach. Chasim Sefer in Gittin speaks it out, Klor. Says, the Gemara knows Sofek Momen Lekulu. She taught that it's Gzeras HaKosuv and Ar Sugim Midin Meitav She'ochlo Arugo Ben Arugois that you have to pay Meitav. But this is what the Gemara taught. That the apostle came to tell me that when you'ochlo Arugo Ben Arugois Misofek you have to pay Meitav. This is what the Tere came to say. That if you ate the Arugo Ben Arugois you pay meitav. If this was the Gemara taught that we came to say, that if ochlo aruga beina arugos, you pay meitav, so what you're asking me, aber is a klal, am ritzi mechavei roi ola varaya. But this is the chiddush of Rabbi Shmuel. It's a gzeras hakosu, meitav sodei yishalem. The Torah came to say something. It's a chiddush than the Torah. What the Torah came to say? The Torah came to say that if you ate in such a matzah, you have to pay meitav. So he asked me, but it's a klal, I'm going to chaber lo varaya. This is the masul. So Chasam Sefer says, Balabatish, the Gemara meant, Val is a klal, I'm going to chaber lo varaya. So why Rabbi Shmuel darshans the pasuk like that? Just darshan it like Rabbi Akiva and don't be against the klal of I'm going to chaber lo varaya. I'm shuttle for the Chasam Sefer. So I want maybe a little bit to be masked with the Gemara a little bit more. We'll go first with the Rashi and then with the Tesis. The Val, we're going with the Mahalach that we said Bedas Rashi. With the Mahalach that we said Bedas Rashi. This Mahalach though, Sameach learns like this, the Gedul Shmuel learns like this. The Gemara never taught that Misofik you have to pay more. Maybe I'll give you a diuk. This diuk, the Meiri says this diuk, it's a diuk she'en kedugmosa. She'ochlo arugo ben arugos. Why she'ochlo arugo ben arugos? She'ochlo, the soda was only one arugo, and she ate it, and no one knows what it was. So you pay, Shmeina. No, Rashi says arugo ben arugos. Yes, Shmeines, yes, Krushes, look at Rashi begitim. Mu'urobo is zu etzel zu. Mu'urobo is zu etzel zu. And we don't know the one that he ate. We don't know the one that he ate. Why ochlo arugo ben arugos? She ochlo arugo, and you don't know what is this arugo. No, so you pay a shmeino. I don't know how much. The answer is, first the answer is, that you have to pay only, like we said, made of sodeyu from this sodeh. But I'll explain more from that. Zog de Osameach. Zog de Osameach. Avadim is sofik, you don't have to pay money. Amoitzi mechaver ayol avaray. But we're speaking about the mechayev of the pshia. We're speaking in a sode that has shmeines v'kushos. And was a pshia klape de shmeines. Now before we thought that even if he ate a chusha, that is a pshia klape de shmeina, you pay. Well, said, no, this doesn't make sense. Ochal chusha meshalem shmeina. Zog de gemore, we don't know what he ate. So the Sameach calls it, it's Eini Yodei Praticho. I for sure was Pusheya, Sofek, if I became Potur or not. Avad is not a real Eini Yodei Praticho, because if nothing happened in the end, he's not Chayv on the Pshiye. What was Avad I Sibas Chiyuv, and Sofek, what happened in the end? Only Mechai Gavne, the Gemara taught that I'm Chayv. Not Mechai Gavne, the Gemara never had a tzad that I'm Chayv. The Salkadaitach of the Gemara was that is Aruga Shmeinus and Kruchus in the same Sode, and Vala Shmeinus and Kruchus in the same Sode, and we're not sure what I ate, and Vala was Pusheya clapping the Sode. So Vala was Pusheya clapping the Sode, the Mele, I have to pay the Shmeinah. So close, what was the answer of the Gemara that we don't understand what is Rav's Kasha? If you thought that there was a Hava Mila that Misafik you pay, so why the Gemara had to say such a Chetimtza? The Tanya says the Gemara knows that there's a problem with a Meitzim Chaver Lavaraya, but she thinks that in this case, Vayla is a Meitzim Pshia, this will be the Gedder of the Gzeira Sakosu, right? It's very Gishmak. And it's Medu'a Klaw, and Lu'a Tzur, it's not Shmeina Vikhusho, so the Aloha will be different. So what is the answer? So the Chasam Sefer is Meramez. He says, listen, what is the answer? Abaval is the din of Amoitzi Mechaveir Oyol of Araya. And the Torah was not Mechalek. So he says, first, so why Rabbi Shmuel said like this? But more from that. I want you to look in Gittin, in Chesam Udbeis, the last line in Rashi. Somebody have it here in the Musaf also. Yeah. So the Musaf Rashi in the bigger lines. Amoitzi mechaver ha'ol avaraya. Lehovi eidim levarez ha'sofik v'doi raisei v'bobikame mi bal dvorim yigash aleyem yagish raya aleyem. Everyone knows that learned Morris that Amoitzi mechaver ha'ol avaraya is a svore. Man dekoiv lekei ve'aze lebe'asiyet. There's also a drosha, it's teres, why Rashi brings the drosha. The teres is the Gemara is asking, "Zog the Chasam Sofer, aber is a drosha mi b'advorim yagish aleihem?" And the pasuk is not mechalek. So the Torah says, "And every sofek is a meitzim mechaver al avaraya." Don't make me new droshes that is new klonim of sfeikas. This is the reason Rashi has to bring a pasuk. So mikol mukim the derech advor. The ma'alach we learn in Lefi Rashi is echodu. Lefi Rashi, the noise of the sugya is. Because there's a pshi ezok dor sameach klapi amayse achile v'shmeina. Because the animal could eat this one, could eat that one. Doesn't make a difference what he will eat. Grade had ate a shvacher one, but I was not careful that she will eat. So it was a tzad to mechayev me more from what I'm chayev. Of them zok digmore mehechet eise. I'm a rabbi in a different southern not. I live in Rav Akiva not. Zok digmore when there's a suffix. The hainu was both kinds in the southern. And I was pusheya, so we suffer. I will pay aruga shmein. So the Gemara, net of a valas a meitzim mechaver levoraye. It's exeras hakosuf that alamol misfeikes. You not have to pay. So also you don't have to pay. Lefi teisves, we don't have to go so wide. And lefi teisves, we explain that it's not a pshia. So lefi teisves, it's tam a knas. The Gemara asked the kasha, b'shmeina you don't make a knas. So why bekhusha to make a knas? Right? This was the kasha. Efo the Gemara she'ochlo aruga beina arugas. What is the answer? Right, the kasha was, if you don't make a knas here, don't make a knas here. Efo the Gemara she'eita aruga beina arugas. And val she'eita aruga beina arugas. Val she'eita aruga beina arugas. So, there's a Gemara in the door. Tzadeik mishelcho v'ten loy. Sofek leket leket. Sofek maiser maiser, sofek tzedoket tzedoket. A person has money, if matnes aniyim, misofek he has to give it. The Gemara taught that bo bekame is mechayev misofek to pay. Misofek to pay. And the Emes Lefi Teisus you could have said, Lav dafke aruga beina arugas. Every sofek in Bobekame. Maybe you will have to answer why the Gemara said aruga beina arugas. The Duke is too sharp. It has to be raglaim ladavar, has to be a drore. Without raglaim ladavar, without a drore, misafik, we don't say like that. But again, not in the longest of Rashi. Lefi Rashi, the Gemara is kemin choymer. Aruga ben aruga is that here is the mice of pshir. If it takes us, we have to say, stomach nas, no shakas to the pshir. But the Gemara says, it can be that it's stomach nas. If it's stomach nas, the Bishmeina also make it nas. So the Gemara, it's not stomach nas, it's bemokim sofik. And it's a drore, also we see it in the Sugis there. That when it's a sofik, and it's a drore, matnes anim, it's a din tzadik mishal chobet enle. Rebbe Povarsky, I saw ads in the Bat Kodesh, in the Shiurim, and Rabbi Kame, he says, that Be'etzem, every time when a person is mazik, you could look on it as choshen mishpot, and you could look on it as ben odom lamokri. It says, don't wonder. It says, groma ben azikim potu. But it says, Rashi, chayev lotzes yidei shomayim, veloi miskaper loi ad she yishalem lechaveru. And he says, he doesn't know la'alocha. A person has a sofek groma. He has to pay. Rashi says, "Loi miskapol Rashi." Is that he's misupik if he caused the hezek begromer? He has to pay or not? He has to pay or not? Safek momer lekula. Safek gromer. Rashi says, "Ve'ena miskapol Loi Rashi yeshalom." He doesn't know. He says, "Be a mod nezach." Safek momer yipotu and safek gromer yibichayim. Lezorich yom. But we're not learning now that sugya. Back to our sugya. The Gemara taught in the Kasha, that in Bobikame, when you have a suffix with a drore, you have to pay. In Bobikame, when you have a suffix, you have to pay. So, again, maybe midin knas, maybe even without din knas. So, other we mamshich with the knas of Teisves, and the getter of the knas is tzadik mishilcho v'teloi, or even without the knas. And of them, and for the Gemara, Amitzi mechaveir olavaraya. What is the answer? That in Choshen Mishpot, when you have a achroa and the moment, is no din to pay Safek Yisro. This is the Loshon of Rove. If you would know that Shmei Krusha, you would pay Krusha. If you would know Shmeina, you would pay Shmeina. You know. Amitzi mechaveir olavaraya tells me, I know that he ate a Krusha. So this is the Tzura Sa Gemara lefi Pshuto. Rashi and Tesis lefi Pshuto. I'm saying, the last part is not so gishmak. Reb Nochem came and he opened that is a new sugi. You could say it also Bedas Rashi, maybe not Bedas Rashi. Reb Nochem bought all of the Rishonim and Ksuvas and Gittin. The Rishonim and Gittin, when they mention Rabbi Shmuel, I will start in the Ritva. The Mashmalei, the Rabbi Shmuel Hochi Keoma, Shemeshalem Amazik Meikav Sodeyu Lefi Mido Mimashe Ochal. The Ramban. Vekoshel Minonet Rabbi Shmuel Lefi Mido Meshalem Veloi Lefi Domi. I want to explain what it means Lefi Mido. The Rishonim said that the Havamin of Rabbi Shmuel is Rabbi Shmuel holds from a chidush that is called Lefi Mido Umeshalem. What is this chidush Lefi Mido Umeshalem? When you learn Psachim, there's a sugi like that. Tashlumei Truma is Lefi Mido Umeshalem. I will explain. A person eats a kilo Truma, he has to pay back. When he ate it, it was cost $500 the kilo. Now it costs a shekel. If he mido umeshalem, he buys a kilo of oranges, he says, I raise a truma. What if the opposite? When he ate it, it cost a shekel, now it costs 500. So we tell him, if he mido umeshalem. Why? You were machzir in the world truma, right? We want you to replace the truma. Doesn't make a difference, that's money. Hashem doesn't need money, he needs truma. He had a kilo truma, you ate truma, pay back, truma, pay back, truma. Pay back, truma. You ate truma, pay truma. Mazda meshaneh, how much it costs? What is the difference in the price? You ate truma, pay truma. Kol ha-gazloni meshalim kishas ha-gzeil. You pay back, how much it was worth? It's called the fee dummy. Was it worth $500? I owe you $500. Was worth a shekel? I pay you a shekel. Doesn't make a difference. We'll start with the Rishayim. The Rishayim understood Pshat and Rabbi Yishmael, as they stated in the Ritva and the Ramban, and the Rashba and Ksuvas, and Gitti. Rabbi Yishmael sovar lefi mido u'meshalef. I want to explain. Be'etzem, it's not only the Rishayim. When you learn Baba Kame, one of the Yesoides of Baba Kame, we'll see Be'ezus Hashem, is Make beheimo yeshalmeno. The Rishonim say, Yashli Meno. I tore your shirt, I have to return you back a shirt. This is what Hashem wants. Forget about how it works out. I have to pay back a shirt. It's not that you're missing money. We'll see, is Rishonim that hold that if I manage to bring back the shirt, even if it's worth less, I'm potu. We say in Chometz, it's worth nothing now. You have it back, what you want. The assignment of Baba Kama is, I have to give you back the chayfets. So how I could pay money? When I pay money, it's ki'ilu I gave back the chayfets. It's ki'ilu I paid back the chayfets. This is the way you pay money. It's ki'ilu I paid back the chayfets. But I want to go now that the Rishonim said, that Rabbi Shmuel holds lefi mido u'meshalem. What is the pshat lefi mido u'meshalem? The pshat lefi mido u'meshalem is, you ate the aruga, replace the aruga. Replace the aruga. You have to replace it. It's not enough to pay them how much it was worth. We asking you, replace the aruga. Till here it's clear. As they zog in the Rishonim, Aleph Beis Pshat in Rabbi Shmuel. Dainu. Cholila v'chas. Rabbi Shmuel never came to say a person pays more for what he was mazik. Rabbi Shmuel never came to say a person pays more for what he was mazik. He pays lefi mido u'meshalem. So what is the pshat? Let me get that. But these are the words of the Rishonim. The words of the Rishonim is lefi mido u'meshalem. He has to replace back the chayfets. Now I want to explain. La halacha today is a din meitav. What is the din meitav? You damage someone, you have to pay him b'meitav. So you give him a better land. It's worth more money or it's the same money? Laloch. It's the same money. Oh, but you have to give him a better land. Again, Idis is worth the same money as Ziburis. He gets a smaller Idis. I owe him $500, the maskone, laloch. I pay Idis, it's the same amount of money. It's only people prefer to have it. I don't pay more for what I have to pay. This is the Aleph Beis of Idis. Right? I just pay a better payment. But I don't pay more. Is Nischadish in Rabbi Shmuel, you have to pay Meitav. Even if you don't have Amina, you don't pay Stam money. You pay Meitav. Zog in the Rishonim, Rabbi Shmuel holds lefi mido u'meshalem. What is the pshat Rabbi Shmuel holds lefi mido u'meshalem? Rabbi Shmuel holds, I have to replace back the aruga. I will give you the mashal. The mashal makes it so close to understand. You tear someone's shirt. They tell you, please give him back a shirt. You look at the shirt that you tore. A shvacha shirt, you know, 500 years old, you know, black. And you're going to give him back a shirt. No. When you give him back a shirt, you know, get him a good shirt. You damage someone's car. They tell you have to replace his car. But when you replace, you know, get him a new one. Don't get him a shvacha car. Will make sense or not? Will make sense? Midin meitav. I want to explain. It's midin meita. When you're replacing, they tell you, as even when you pay, they tell you, listen, you're paying $100, but give him it from a nice place. Right? This is meita. You said the meita is alamol, you're paying, don't give zibuz, give idis. It's worth the same amount of money. About, you know, zain shame. The replacement, you know, if someone tears someone's gemara, he had an old gemara, and he's replacing it. He could go buy him a second-hand gemara, and he buys him a new gemara. You understand that he's a mensch? Yes or no? I'm asking you. Lefni mishur asadim. But if chutzim the gemara, he buys him a ritva, shaykhs to lefni mishur asadim? No. So I'm sure gonna. Exactly. This is the difference. Zogt Rabbi Yishmael. Ochal arugo kchusho. Mishalem shmeino. When you're replacing the arugo, replace it good. Replace it fast. This is the din meita. Not to pay extra. You're not paying more from what you have to pay. You're paying it in a nice way. This is the Rishonim, Zogt Rabbi Nochem. The Rishonim understood Pshat and Rabbi Shmuel, and they asked the Kashi, how the Gemara knew that this is what Rabbi Shmuel meant? Maybe Rabbi Shmuel means like Rabbi Kiva, that you pay, Meitav Stah? Like they asked the Kashi, maybe Rabbi Kiva means like Rabbi Shmuel. Rishonim say, maybe Rabbi Shmuel meant like Rabbi Kiva. Although, what state in Rabbi Shmuel, when the Rishonim want to say over this Gemara that we don't understand, what was this have I mean? And Rashi we said a shtikotere and the pshir, and Teisa we said a pshat and the knas. The Rishonim came with a new pshat. Lefimido meshalem. Where they saw it, I will explain. They learned if it's not lefimido, and here's the vote of Reb Nochem. The Rishonim learned that from the beginning of the sugya, it's a meitav dikadin. It's not stand to pay extra money. Lefit Tezis was a deal of extra money. Tirashi, we didn't know, we said a pshat. It's not a deal of extra money. It's a besser etashlu. It's a made of dike aloche. So the mele, they had to be maimed that Rabbi Shmuel holds lefimido meshalef. If you see Rashi in Psochim Daf Lamed Aleph, and Rashi explains that Betruma you pay lefimido, and the Gazdan you pay lefidomim. So Rashi says, you know why Gazdan could pay lefidomim? That Amrin and Yoshib leRabbi Shav Kesef Afilu Suf. Shteid in Rashi, lo yitzir a Ganav would really have to try to bring back the Zach, could be a Ganav also would have to pay lefimido. The Torah said that a Ganav could pay money. So I'm not saying, I don't know what will be this have, I mean attacker, if the price will go down, the price will be up. But the Lashonis HaRishonim Abo, when they wanted to mention, in one word, this Mokne Rabbi Yishmuel, that Ochal Kushu Meshalem Shmeino, and they asked him, why did Gemara decide such a pshat, and Rabbi Kiva not? This is his kasha. So they call it, why did Gemara say Lefi Rabbi Yishmuel, is a din Lefi Mido? Say Lefi Domim? So they call this a Lefi Mido. Lefi them, now we're going the whole sugya the same thing. So it was never a hava mina, again, maybe even Bidas Rashi, maybe not even Bidas Rashi. Or Bidas Rishonim, Ramban, Rashba, and Ritva, and Gittin. So the Sarkedaitach was, someone asked me a kasha, so why the Rishonim are in Gittin, not in Bobi Kamen? Well, I think Gittin comes before Bobi Kamen, Poshet. Gilal was in Gittin. No, I'm explaining if it's a whole pshat, if it's again to the Mahusat volume. Now, frek the Gemara, but it doesn't make sense. It doesn't pay. Why to pay more for what you have to pay? Zog the Gemara, so what is the answer now? Sh'och la'arugo bein ha'arugos. So again, you can learn now the Gemara says, tam, every suffix you have to pay, it's not mashma. Look at the Gemara and Gittin a second. When the Gemara says the teretz of the Gemara, I know there is another who tried to change. But the Maaseh, look at the Lashon Gemara. Omar Rav Idi Barovi, Hochem Mayaskinen Sheochlo Arugo Bein Arugos, VeLo Yadinem. Look inside the Gemara. Ikhu Sheochal, Ikhu Sheochal, Oishmeino Ochal. The Meshalem Lei Mimeitav. Miyad here to bring the Rashash raises, the Mishan Rishmeid. It's like Meitav. Aval Bekola Kisviyod, the state Meitav. steht in der Gemara that the din to pay shmeina is meita. It's not a din to pay more. It's the din meita. Also steht in der Gemara. Rosh Hashanah says it's not. But what is the terrors of the Gemara? The answer of the Gemara is like this. Avada, you don't have to pay a better payment. But when he ate, and you're not sure what he ate, and it's azar ruges, and you're going to pay back the arugas, here we tell you, pay lefi the better aruga. Again, not stam misofik you have to pay. The din meitav will tell you, if you're not sure what shirt, give him a better shirt. Not give him extra money. When you minded back the chayfets, and you know, he had a zelchasot, and he had a zelchasot. How I'll be minded it back? Here, the mechayev of meitav, again, with the same teira that valets a sofek is a mechayev in the pshia, but the din is a meitav dikadin, not stam a din to pay extra money. The sugi was valifi mida umeshalem to be minded back the chayfets in a better way. I said again, I'm not saying Klor Rashi, because I'm not sure if we have to come to it in Rashi or not. I said, Nochem himself, I think, maybe wanted to say also in Rashi. I'm saying, in the Rishonim we have it Klor. That they call this vote of Rabbi Shmuel Lefimido Meshalem. And the Gemara says, Ba'ochla Arugo Beina Arugis Velo Yadana Ikhusha Ushmeino, the Meshalem Meita. Meida means alamol, a better payment. Not the mishalem more. The idea is not misofik he pays more. It's a din l'shalem meita. What? No. Rabbi Akiva does the Gemara never had a tzalek to still l'mshat Rabbi Akiva. Today is explained. Rabbi Akiva b'chlad means something else. You pay the regular amount for the meita of sadeh. This is the tesis. Rabbi Akiva would never had such a tzad. This is Tesis and the Rishonim explain why the Gemara knew that Rabbi Akiva never meant it, and only in Rabbi Shmuel we have such a tzad. We're falling off. The Gemara is chayza, nishta as a tzad in Rabbi Shmuel. But it was given us a tzad kedai. Fei the Gemara is a moitzi mechaver ol avaraye. It's not called a sofer. I know exactly what he did. The aloch is besfeikes a moitzi mechaver ol avaraye. The moment says that this is what he has to pay, and if this is called a payment, so it's called a payment. There's no reason to pay more. So again, the Masur Madan and the Sofek doesn't become a Sach Besa. But it's around the Noise. If we're Mesakim, we have three ways how we're going in the Holoch Yelech of the Gemara. Lefi Rashi, the Holoch Yelech, like the Osamech speaks it out, and the Gidul Shmuel. The Holoch Yelech of the Sugi is, Val I made a Maisip Shia in the Sodom. And again, every Chelech of the Sugi, Lefi that Chelech. Lefi the Tesis, a stomach knas to pay more extra money. The thesis learned. You could pay from all different zach. And then the whole halachelech of the sugi. Lefi the rishonim, it's vile as a din to be my mida arugo. Vile as a din to be my mida arugo. And I have to replace the arugo. While I have to replace the arugo, he's missing the arugo, so I'm ki'ilu paying to bring back this arugo. Was a salkedai toch lefi mido mishala. Now, if it's lefi domim, I owe money, so what is the shaykh to pay a better one? It's extra money. The tzad to pay extra is because I'm paying back a arugo, so I could pay a nicer arugo. I'll give you the marshal to make it easier to understand. In tashlumi trumeh would be a aloche, that when you pay tashlum et truma, you have to pay min ayofe. You know, it's aloch yinah la'atu mimafish min ara al ayofe. So with tashlum et truma, it doesn't make it as what you ate. You pay lefi mido, and you have to pay yofe. No, as a kasha, but it's more important than I did. You have to pay back, and when you mafish truma, it's a way, be coveting, please. Again, if when you replace nicely. It's not extra money. This is the chab. It's not extra money. Freidig Mor, but Lemais says more. Lemais Mor is not massive. It's like, when I have two different arugos and the Shaila Velcha aruga to be mashlim, maybe dear. And the author of Mor shlugs it up. What is the Revach HaGotl? It's between Yeshua and Gittin. Here is Semekatzo. He says, I am Asherachti beGittin veTir veNachas. But Rabbi Kiveiger is here. And they say they have a Poshna Teretz. They said they don't understand the sugi bichlal. You're asking me, I'm mitzi mechavei reol avaraya? Lemaise, it's made of a mikzas. He's masking that the cow ate, and he doesn't know if it's a yofa or a. It's a chamishim yadane, chamishim lo yadane, mitoch shir yofa li yishova, mishale. So why are you asking? I'm oitzim mechaber olav araya. And Rabbi Kivayga starts to declare if a person suffix was mazik a karka, if it's a shvua la karka, shvua al metaltalim, mitoy chazadin der reise, mitoy chazadin der rabbonon. There's a whole page of Rabbi Kivayga in Rabbi Yeshua. Why did Gemara did not answer that is no shaykhus to the shayla mehim mehmaitzim mechaber olav araya? As a din mitoy shin yochal yishara meshalem. The tenets is, if it's the sugi of mitoch shin yochal yishava meshalem, if it's the sugi of mitoch shin yochal yishava meshalem, so it's no shachis to meitav, so he has to pay. The Gemara wants it to be meitav. The Gemara is not looking for a chetimtza that misofik he has to pay. Saif it's Rashi mitzad the pshia. Saif is the tenet that we're saying now. מצד רב נוח ומצד הראשון לפי מידו ומשלם what do you want? סתם אוכל הרוגו בין הרוגויס so he for sure was damaged suffic how much אין ידעים 50 ידענה ו-50 לא ידענה מתוך שיוכל לישוב המשלם so it's not שייך את המיטב here is a sugi of מיטב no, she's asking that a moitzi even meitav can't be here but if the case is like Rav Kivayegi of Yeshua that the reason he pays is because for sure damage sofek is chamishim yadane chamishim lo yadane meaning half I know a half I don't know I'm a moitzi b'miktsas and I'm chayim shvur I'm a toshir rosh ha-mishal so it's not negiyat to meitav not negiyat to meitav we are learning pshat is a sugi of meitav other pshiyadik, other meitav, like the rishonim. This is the holach yelech beetzem of the ikar asugi. Again, I said the only thing that we didn't go into enough, and I don't know what is the answer. Lefi dehava min of Rabbi Shmuel, what happens in shar ovis nezikim? Rabbi Nuperetz is mine. And he says, an alo ovis nezikim. Lemosh, lefi the rishonim, it's an alo ovis nezikim. You tear a suit, pay a nice suit, lefi dehava min. You burn a suit, pay a nice suit. Lefi arm shot, then it's not so close where to be in shar ovis nezikim. Maybe in a chanam, it will not be in shar ovis nezikim. And betak, you know, Baruch Hashem, today is b'zeis Chanukah. It's from Shteta, this is the Gemara Chassim from Rosh Hashanah. But we have to start Be'ez Hashem with the Gantz Yischadshes, the Sugis, and Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll go by it.